Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of real estate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
KBS sells 10-building, 484,980 TSF Class A mixed-use property in Kansas City suburb to DFW Land. KBS announces the sale of Park Place Village, a 484,980-square-foot Class A mixed-use property in Leawood, Kansas, to DFW Land. The property was owned by KBS Real Estate Investment Trust III and was strategically repositioned for enduring performance. Park Place Village features office and retail space, boutique shops, upscale restaurants, and amenities like a fitness center and rooftop terrace. DFW Land CEO Vijay Bora sees this acquisition as a valuable addition to their portfolio. Newmark reports positive absorption in the Kansas City office market, with Park Place Village exemplifying KBS's superior management. Attorneys from Greenberg Traurig represented KBS in the successful disposition of the property. Q&A with William Gottfried, CEO of PropUp. William Gottfried, CEO and co-founder of PropUp, is reshaping property maintenance with innovative tools like digital boards, mobile inspections, and real-time asset tracking. The partnership with FortressOS offers seamless integration, improving day-to-day operations by centralizing maintenance tasks and providing visibility to staff and leadership. Residents benefit from low-friction interactions, completing move-in inspections easily, and communicating with property staff. Staff members enjoy AI and automation, reducing manual tasks and streamlining communication. This collaboration sets a new standard for property technology, emphasizing collaboration and connected systems for smarter, more resilient businesses. SRS Real Estate Partners announces $477 million sale of Central Ridge Plaza in Tampa submarket. SRS Real Estate Partners recently completed the $4.77 million sale of Central Ridge Plaza in Lecanto, FL, a submarket of Tampa. The fully occupied four-tenant retail center is home to Skechers, Firehouse Subs, Marco's Pizza, and Hair Cuttery. The seller, a Florida-based private developer, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Associate Connor Barton, Senior Managing Principal Patrick Nutt, and EVP and Principal William Wamble. The buyer was a group of private investors from Orlando. The property, built in 2024, offers new leases with rental increases. With a closing cap rate of 6.27%, the new owners will benefit from limited landlord responsibilities and a low management investment in a state with no income tax. The property is part of a larger retail development, with major retailers like Walmart Supercenter and Hobby Lobby nearby. Network news breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., American CEO, featured on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT, Stralidu, CEO Moish Gubin recently appeared on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast, discussing the company's structure, asset mix across 10 states, and leadership team's operating background. Gubin highlighted Strawberry Fields' consistent performance, with 10 years of uninterrupted collection, no loan write-offs, and an 11% annual growth in per-share value. This positions the stock as a conservative investment with steady yield. The company, focused on skilled nursing and healthcare-related properties, owns 142 healthcare facilities with over 15,500 beds in various states. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at httnnw.fm/trw. Network Newswire is a specialized communications platform delivering financial news and content distribution for private and public companies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.